K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, on this Tuesday, coming at you on this Tuesday, June 24, 2025. My name, of course, is Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for tuning into this episode here, and we're going to stick with women's basketball here in this episode here today for you guys. Getting straight on into it. I did mention on yesterday's episode about it's gonna be a new leaf turnover for Jeff Mitty, and I read this about before I fell asleep last night on Twitter or X, or whatever you want to call it these days. Now that the fact that, you know, this is gonna be a total different, it's gonna be again. Picking up the conversation, yes, like on yesterday's podcast, right? Talking about you're replacing legends on this women's basketball team, right? Obviously, Serena Sundell was actually back in town. I believe it was over the weekend, and I want to credit this to Caroline Soro. I'll have to check that, but I think that's right. I only briefly looked at it. But Serena was back in town, and she was very, of course, drafted in the third round by Seattle Storm. Of course, Serena's very happy to be back, obviously. And you can't keep legends away from Manhattan. No. You cannot do that. Serena stuck around for all 4 years, 4 or 5 years. She was there, right? But she did tweet this out. And this was over the weekend, right? I was, of course, in Minnesota, but did see this, right? And we're going to have to get used to these names, right? For the exception, again, Taryn Sides, Mikayla Parks. I was right. So Mikayla Parks, yeah, she has not played all that often. But you got all these other players, right, surrounding Taryn Sides, right? That is the obvious one, right? But again, listen to these names again. And we have talked about some of these names, or not all of them. I know we haven't talked about one or two of them, but just going in order, right? You got the Brandi Herod, Ania Foy, Gina Gart, and then this one, right? We did talk about her. I did record something about her. She's going to be playing with the country Spain here next couple of weeks, obviously. And Serena Sunell, by the way, she and Gabby Gregory also going to be playing in the summer leagues as well. If you missed that episode out, it's on the feed right now, the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you listen to your podcast, there as well. So please go check that out there as well. So you have Herod. Okay, we're going to have to get some of these names. I'm sorry. Ania Foy, Gina Garcia Safont, actually, is the name there as well. So, but we're going to call her G-Squared, because I gave her that name right off the bat. G-Squared, Gina Garcia. So we got a new G-Squared. We're not talking about Gabby Gregory. We're talking about Gina Garcia. And again, Mikayla Parks, Taryn Sides, right there. Circle all those names right there. So we do know Taryn Sides for sure, but we've seen Mikayla Parks. I haven't seen much of her play, but she's right there, and she stuck around. So I actually expect to see her on the court playing this fall. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Staying on the topic of women's basketball here on this edition. Eddie Greer III, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that is football coming up 2 months out. Like Fitz tweeted out, 2 months out from K-State, Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland, for the Aer Lingus Classic to open up the 2025 college football season across the country. And that includes Kansas State. And we're going to get into the title, obviously, next month. Once we get back in the rhythm here, me and Alex, per usual, we'll go over the positions, obviously. And tight end came up on the feed as well. And tight ends, obviously, is going to be a huge factor. And I expect no less, obviously. I'm not going to try to get too far off course. But, tight ends was huge last year in that K-State football. K-State football offense there, and despite new coordinators and all that other stuff, I expect, again, same thing, but that's going to be another episode coming this week. But anyways, sticking with women's basketball, these names, here's another one I haven't mentioned yet. Janessa Cotton, It's gonna be Donna number 24. Let's back up a little bit. Brandy Herod, right? We're gonna roll with it. Gonna be donning the number 3 jersey. Foy number 5. Garcia the 6. Parks number 10. I believe she's had that number. She's stepped on foot in Manhattan. We know Taryn Size, big dog, Energizer Bunny is gonna be sticking with 11. Oh, we should obviously know that. 11. Janessa Cotton. First time we've said that name here on the Pro Project Podcast, number 24. Or Maya White, we said that name. We talked about her on this podcast, 22. Again, these girls are in summer workouts currently, right now. And then, of course, Jordan Spicer. This is a name that we should be familiar with as well. Doing some of the McDonald's All-American activities going back to a couple of months ago, right? She's going to be putting up to 23 this year as well. I'm excited about her. Tess Hill will be wearing a 34 this year for K-State there as well. And then, of course, finally here on this list, that Serena Sundell has obviously an ambassador, of course, now, and a famous alum, Alexa Hess. I believe we did an episode on her a while back. We'll be doing the 35. We're wearing the 35 jersey as well. So, again, we got to get used to these names. In the last 4 or 5 years, the Sundells, the Glenn Twins, and, of course, you have, Briley Glenn, right? She's transferred over to Minnesota. So, I'm going to keep keeping tabs on that because I still follow her, their mother, on social media. So I'll be still keeping tracks of that as well. She would have been a huge, obviously, with the experience, but obviously, again, with the transfer portal stuff and all that, that's unfortunately she's not here anymore, right? Again, the Glenn Twins, Jalen Briley, Sundell, Elioka Lee, Point Dexter, Gabby Gregory. I did an entire episode on this, right? Gonna have to start getting used to these names. So again, I'm excited about Spicer for sure on here. And then you have Foy coming on here, like a top 40 recruit. And then you have the Louisville transfer in Herod as well. I haven't said much about Tess Hill yet. I don't believe. I was gonna go over that there as well. So maybe I might kind of back up a little bit and do some bio on Janessa Cotton and Tess Hill as well. So we gotta get used to these names, and this is the perfect time to be doing that because hey, once fall comes around again, I'm gonna go back to what I've been saying: the pieces have to fit, right? And again, Jeff Mini, the head coach of this basketball team, it's got quite the challenge, and so this is kind of a rebuilding reset, if you will, here. I know that the Briley Glenn loss hurts, but again, these players, again, coming through the transfer portal, no, and Ania Foy, one of them, right? Ramiya White, another one. Brandy Herod didn't play much at Louisville, that's another one, right? So again, all these pieces have to fit. If you're going to have a successful season, you have to hit on these transfers. And we've seen on the flip side of men's basketball, they haven't hit. They have not hit. Let's be honest. We got to be honest with it. Got to be real. Got to be honest with you. Haven't hit. They have not hit. So, Jeff Mitty has done, again, the last couple of years done a great job. But now, his greatest task yet is hitting on these players. And we're going to find out here. Soon enough, come the fall. But yeah, again, Serena Sundell was in Manhattan over the weekend, helping out with camp, summer camps out there in Manhattan. Of course, she's going to be, I did a recording episode last week. She's about to enter in a summer league herself as well. So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, we'll be tracking it there as well. And big news comes out on that. We'll follow that. Gabby Gregory returning to basketball in a minute. So, yeah, you got that as well. So, it's been fun following these basketball players. Now, obviously, Yoki deferred the WNBA to focus on her career that she already started prior to even talks of that. So, very, very impressive stuff across the board. So, again, Jeff Mitty, getting these girls in shape, getting ready for coming off of obviously a Sweet 16 appearance, and what's going to be a from both sides, men's and women's, for sure, fascinating to see what I'm not going to touch the men's basketball. We already know what they need to be doing. The women's basketball, that is going to be huge, obviously. See what these girls got, obviously. And obviously, the summertime is when you need to start gelling, getting yourself right, getting yourself together for the upcoming season. And, of course, yesterday's podcast, we talked about the Big 12 opponents on there as well. So, that came across my feed yesterday there, and it was going to be sooner or later. Now I was going to come back to this and hand those names out to you guys there as well here on this Purple Project podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily, whenever we have a chance to report, update, upload, K-State content. Your first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you for checking us out, everyday podcast. Yeah, I'm going to still roll out content every day. Hey, I know it's the dead period, I could call it. Or here in this case, on our podcast, calm period right now, in between seasons there. But here, sooner or later, activity is going to be picking up here with summer and, of course, fall camp. And then it's going to be leading up to some big seasons here, like a football, men's basketball, women's basketball, men's, women's golf. Again, they're going to have a tough act to follow. Some of these programs are going to have a tough act to follow after coming off of some great seasons this past season there as well. Myself and Alex Aiden will record. I'm trying to balance it out with what I got stuff going on during the week. Me and Alex will go on the Podbean app, Greer 380's podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDIE Apostles podcast over there. We are scheduled to go on Thursday night there as well, and that's gonna work out there as well. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project podcast. And oh, by the way, Podbean app, I might hop on there today again for another solo episode. I have not posted the episode that I recorded before going on that Minnesota trip. So I might wait until I record another one tonight, and then I will post, trying to get in a summer rhythm here over there on that channel. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.